6F7 is what I hear. KD2BNG, how you doing?
Pretty good. Trying to work through some walkie-talkie issues. Call is Whiskey Victor 6 Zulu, WV6Z. Name is Tom, and I'm in North Greenville County. Over.
WV6Z, Tom in Greenville. Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. Glenn in, where are we now? Malden. Your signal sounds fine, if that's what you're asking.
Appreciate it. I was actually seeing if it would transmit right, because for some reason, I was having intermittent audio, and I'm not sure what was going on there, but after listening to your last over, apparently whatever it was, the glitch ran away, so I guess that's a good thing anyway.
Got, what do they call them, gremlins, is the old term they used to use, although I think that applies more to engines. Yeah, I'm familiar with gremlins. It's every single piece of electronics I own. This bloody car has got gremlins. I'm the king of gremlins.
Roger that, Glenn. Glenn, are you the, would you happen to be the gentleman that I purchased the TS-820S from?
No, I don't believe so. What was it? What equipment was this? I haven't sold any equipment to anyone recently.
Well, I bought a Kenwood TS-820S from a gentleman down in it could have been Malden, could have been Simpsonville. I'm not absolutely sure.
And you don't know the call sign who you bought it from. Why? Is it acting up?
No, absolutely not. No. I just thought I recognized your voice, but of course, I apologize. It is a walkie-talkie. Anyway. Well, it's definitely a beautiful day out here in the vast nowhere, surrounded by my wife and pets, and that's about it. It's pretty peaceful up here in the mountains.
Mountains. Sounds nice. Where'd you say that was?
I'm in North Greenville County, near Cleveland.
Yeah, North Greenville County. Yeah, I think I know the area. Yeah, it is nice up there. I always fancied I wanted to be more at a higher elevation, more mountainous, more to see, I guess. Yeah, I'm in the rather nondescript town of Graycourt. Take 385 to exit 16 or 19, and if you pass the stoplight in the post office, you fast it.
Actually, many, many years ago, my now deceased former brother-in-law used to be the police chief in Graycourt, actually.
They had a police chief? When was this? This must have been quite a while ago, because I don't think they've had a police force in a while. I mean, you know, it comes under, you know, Lawrence County, whatever.
It would have been about 30 years ago, and it was he and two employees, and they reported to the mayor, I believe. And I'm not even sure they even have a mayor of Graycourt anymore. It may not even be incorporated anymore.
Oh, in a municipal courtroom, so something's incorporated. I would assume there's still a mayor. There's just no police force, because what happens with a lot of little tiny municipalities is it's easier just to have the county, take over the one or two police cars you might need.
Yeah, I think they had all of two at that time, and the two subordinates would share. I guess. Apparently Robert worked first shift, and the other two, one worked second shift and the other worked third or something like that, and they were on call on weekends or something. But yeah, that was 3 decades ago.
I've been down here in this area all this time. See, I'm relatively new. I came here in end of 2012 from the New York City area.
In 1981 from the South Florida area.
Okay, that's why you have that indeterminate accent. Yeah, I lived in the South Florida, Dade County area, Metro Dade County area for like, that was 30 years ago.
Yeah, I moved here from Country Club of Miami, Northwest Dade County, way back years ago. And because my accent's kind of indiscriminate, actually I'm from the UK. But we left there when I was 5, so I didn't tend to retain much of that.
Okay, welcome to America. Yeah, I know. Everybody's from somewhere. I lived in the South Florida area. I don't know, from the 1970s maybe until about 2000 or so. And then I ended up basically back in the New York City area until 2012. And I don't know, I should have stayed there, but, you know, something about this part of the country I kind of liked. You know, low taxes, low cost of living, low whatever. So, you know, you make your choice and you live with it.
Hit that button. Yeah, it's a very tolerable spot. I moved here in 81, like I said. We actually moved from Farmville, Virginia, of all godforsaken places, in 1974 to Dade County. And then I got the heck out there. I'd had just about enough. I guess I was raised a small town kind of guy. Born in a big city, immigrated to Canada, then to the U.S. with my parents. And yeah, I found a peaceful, quiet spot. Weather's tolerable, and that's at my advanced age now. That means everything.
Tough to say how old you sound. Some people sound like they're old or sound like they're young. So you're, I'm guessing, same as me, 50s, late 50s, 60s, thereabouts. Because the time frame you mentioned would have basically messed up with that.
I am 61 years old. My wife likes to say I'm 62. I don't know why she does that, but it's usually followed by a laugh, so I'll keep it as a joke.
Like me, I'm in my late, 1963, when the hell was that? I'm 56, so getting there. A few years behind you, nipping at your heels.
I hope I'm around long enough to where you don't catch up. That's always a good thing. When you see someone, that, I guess the fun ends. But anyway, Glenn, it's good to meet you. And I found that just where I'm sitting on my back porch, I'm in kind of a, I have a signal and I don't have a signal. It's full scale or nothing. I guess that's why I was hearing audio drop out. I think I'm in my magic spot right now, so I'll just stay here for the rest of the day. Glenn, have a good one, and be careful out there. Take care, and hope to catch you again real soon. 73, from Tom up here in North Granville County, Whiskey Victor 6 Zulu.
6 Zulu, let me see, 6, I forget what part of the country that was most recently. All right, KD2BNG. We'll talk to you later, Tom. And you do know there's a net every night at 9, so maybe we'll hear you drop by then. 73's I got to get out of here anyway and do some shopping, so I'll be clear.
73, fine.